أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ويضل الله الظالمين ويفعل الله ما يشاء ألم تر إلى الذين بدلوا نعمة الله كفرا وأحلوا قومهم دار البوار جهنم يصلونها وبئس القرار وجعلوا لله أندادا ليضلوا عن سبيله قل تمتعوا فإن مصيركم إلى النار صدق الله العظيم. These are from verses 27 to verse 30 of Surah Ibrahim. In the previous ayat, two verses, Allah Ta'ala had given examples of kalima tayyibah, the good word, and kalima khabitha, the evil word. Here Allah Ta'ala speaks about this kalima tayyiba and its effects in this world and in the hereafter. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthens, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala firmly establishes those who have brought iman bil qawli thabit, by the firm word, the strong word. Again, like kalima tayyiba refer to la ilaha illallah, like that this qawlu thabit, this firm word, the strong word, also refers to la ilaha illallah. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala firmly roots a person, Allah Ta'ala firmly establishes a person in this dunya, fil hayati dunya, wa fil akhirah, and in the akhirah. There is a hadith from our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that is narrated by the Sahabi Bara ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a very famous and fundamental hadith insofar as our aqidah is concerned. Sayyiduna Bara radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke about this, that in the qabr, when the person is placed into the qabr, then the questioning will begin, Mar Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? At that time, this kalima that a person recited in this world, it was entrenched into the heart, it was engraved in the heart of the person, it was deep down. That kalima then will be of avail to the person, and through this kalima, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will keep the feet of that individual firm. وَيُضِلُّ اللَّهُ الظَّالِمِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves the hand of guidance of the zalimeen, of those who do wrong. وَيَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَى. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does whatever Allah ta'ala so desires. After speaking about the benefit of this kalima, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the kufr and the ungratefulness of the kafir. Allah says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ بَدَّلُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ كُفْرًا. That do you not see those who exchange the ni'mat, the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ingratitude? That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given so many different bounties, whether it is internal, whether it is external, in whatever way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives these bounties, but there are those people that they turn these bounties of Allah ta'ala, instead of making shukr, they turn it into ingratitude. وَأَحَلُّوا قَوْمَهُمْ دَارَ الْبَوَارِ. And they cause their people to enter and to alight into the house of ruin. In other words, they themselves are ungrateful to Allah Ta'ala for the bounties that Allah Ta'ala has granted, and then around them they make others also ungrateful. And the greatest of all bounties is Allah has given us this heart, Allah has given us the capacity to realize the greatness of Allah, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person cannot see this oneness of Allah, then that is the greatest form of ingratitude. What is this dar al-bawar? Jahannam, it is the fire of Jahannam, yaslawnaha wa bi'sal qarar, they will enter it, and it is an evil abode. Amongst their sons, waja'alu lillahi andada, and they had ascribed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala partners, liyudhillu an sabili, so that they might lead others away from the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. A person that disbelieves, that is ill in itself. But generally disbelievers will create doubts in the hearts of those who believe, and they will always mislead others from the path of Allah. قُلْ تَمَتَّعُوا, Allah Ta'ala said, say to them, enjoy whatever is in this world. فَإِنَّ مَصِيرَكُمْ إِلَى النَّارِ, that enjoyment will be for a short while, and then your travel, your journey, your return will be to the fire of Jahannam. So in these verses Allah Ta'ala gives us a comparison of Iman and Kufr, and the value of the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.